A mayor suggests rectal ozone treatment for your COVID-19. And despite rising case numbers, hundreds gather for the annual white trash bash. And a woman was horrified to find an Amazon delivery driver taking a poo in her garden. These are the weird stories for Thursday on Weird AF News. I'm your host, Jonesy. This is the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian. I'm so proud to do it. And I adore you.
You're listening to Weird AF News with your host, Jonesy. So listen up.
A Brazilian mayor suggests a COVID-19 treatment using rectal ozone application. You putting ozone in your rectum? This sounds like it hurts. The mayor of the Brazilian city of Itaje, his name is Volnier Morestoni. He said this week that the city would offer rectal ozone therapy for patients with COVID-19. What the hell is rectal ozone therapy? Oh, I looked it up. Apparently, it's a way to increase your oxygen efficiency. Instead of breathing your oxygen, I think you put it in the butt. Something like that. I mean, I don't know how you think this is going to work. You need more than just some extra oxygen to beat a pandemic. But let's see what he says. Apparently, his city also provides camphor as a preventative option, along with an antibiotic, azithromycin. To treat infected patients. This mayor is a doctor, apparently, experimenting with some treatments. Good job. Using your whole city as guinea pigs, Dr. Volene Morestoni. According to the doctor, ozone should be applied to the anus of symptomatic patients of COVID-19 a few minutes a day in different sessions. This statement was broadcast during a Facebook Live from the City Hall. Oh, you can't believe a mayor giving you doctor advice through Facebook, can you? I feel like that's dangerous. Here's a quote from this man. It is a simple, quick application of 2-3 minutes a day. It would probably be a rectal application, which is very, very easy, very fast, with a thin catheter. This gives an excellent result. Excellent, excellent results. It helps very much in the positive cases of coronavirus. The article ends with, the treatment has no proven effectiveness against the new coronavirus. Yes. Disclaimer, Weird AF News does not condone this treatment. It does not have any effectiveness against the new coronavirus. At least it hasn't been proven in a scientific environment. Oh, I mean, this virus has us doing crazy things, right? People huffing hand sanitizer and drinking Clorox bleach to get rid of it. I came across a story here. That's sort of related. It's some adults have been hospitalized after drinking hand sanitizer. People are doing this. I don't think they're doing it, though, because they think it'll kill the hand sanitizer. I think they're doing it just to get messed up. I really do. It says 15 adults have been poisoned after drinking hand sanitizer that contained methanol. Methanol or wood alcohol is a toxic chemical that can lead to hospitalization or death if ingested. So I want you guys to know, I do not condone you drinking hand sanitizer. Please do not do it. Don't put oxygen in your butt, really, to, well, I mean, you can do that if you want to increase your oxygen intake. That, I mean, apparently it's effective for that, although I think the jury is still out on that therapy. But it's certainly not going to get rid of this virus. You need to know. Please, please consult a doctor, my fellow weirdos. Please. Hundreds gather for the annual white trash bash despite rising COVID numbers. East Peoria, Illinois. Despite COVID-19 cases ramping up, there is a yearly river party called the White Trash Bash that totally went down over the weekend. What is the White Trash Bash, you wonder? And why wasn't I invited? I'm some white trash. Around 200 boats were filled with people. They showed up for the 10th annual White Trash Bash. Yep. Law enforcement officers were very concerned about the spread of the COVID-19. They say there's not much they can do about this white trash bash. 200 boats filled with white trash. Can't do much about it, they say. There were perfect temperatures over the weekend, perfect river levels. This meant a big turnout for the annual white trash bash. How many people, you say? 500 white trash gathered right along the Illinois River. Oh, my goodness. Mike Johnson is director of the Fond du Lac Park District. He said he expected a large crowd.
We encourage them to practice social distancing. I do not know how likely that's going to be in this environment.
Why would you give that guy a French accent? He's in Illinois. I don't know. He's the director of the Fondue La Par- Lac Fondue Lac Park, which is a total French name.
Yes. I don't know how this social distancing will work with all this white trash coming to our town.
The event has been held every summer for the past 10 years. I never heard of the White Trash Bash. Have you guys been? I know I got some white trash listeners. Of course I do. And by the way, I have some white trash family members. I know what white trash is all about. I used to think I was white trash for the longest time. I sort of am still, I'd imagine. It's a little bit. I got white trash tendencies, you know? A lot of drinking malt liquor on a porch. You know, that was kind of like, you know, how we did it in my house. You know, getting drunk in the backyard playing lawn dots. You ever do that crap? That's some white trash activity right there. Have you ever ate steakums? Yeah, that's white trash activity. This Johnson is shedding more light on this event. He says, this isn't a sanctioned event. We started having law enforcement present about 5 years ago because we will get a lot of fights on the beach. It's a perfect element for a problem. You've got beautiful weather, a lot of alcohol, and anywhere from 600 to 1,000 people.
You're wondering, what does the White Trash Bash consist of? Well, I'm glad you asked. It consists of all-day partying, drinking, socializing, partying as a large group. Daniel Murphy was ready to get the party started. Here's a quote from Daniel Murphy, White Trasher.
I'm ready to tear it down.
That's what Murphy said.
I'm just ready to tear it down.
You tear it down, Murphy. This was Murphy's first ever event and said that he and his friends are ready to have a good time with each other and hundreds of others of white trash.
I thought we were going fishing, but I guess we're going there. It's going to be a good time hanging with friends, having a good time. Good time. Thought we were going fishing. I guess we're going to a white trash bash.
There's not a lot of differences between you going fishing with your friend's buddy and going to the white trash bash, I'm assuming. Well, as you can imagine, word on the street is that no one at the event was wearing masks or practicing social distancing, because why would white trash do such things? Johnson says it's very concerning, but he said there just isn't anything the officers can do. I don't understand why there isn't anything officers can do. It's ridiculous. Here's a quote from, there's more quotes from Johnson.
Marine law enforcement is very limited in the Tri-County area. It's our agency and the conservation police. So we do the best we can with the manpower we have. And we try to have people voluntarily social distance. But at the end of the day, the goal is to get through this event and get everyone home safely.
Oh, he's so sweet. He cares about getting everybody home safely. Murphy and his friends, back to Murphy, the white trash captain, he said, they aren't concerned about potentially catching the virus in the large group of people. When asked about it, he said,
"No, definitely not. Not at all."
This is the problem. Oh, dude, you should just go fishing with your friends, man. You can't hang out in these large groups. You're going to get the virus, Murphy. Although it's idiots like this that probably don't get the virus, and they get rewarded. That's what is probably going to go down. This dummy. Meanwhile, a poor mother of three gets it reaching for falafel in a Trader Joe's. She only left the house that one time during the week. But Murphy goes out, white trashes it up in the back of a pickup, and nothing. Cut to the interview with Murphy. Murphy, you went to the white trash bash and didn't get the virus. What's the secret?
The secret is rectal ozone therapy, bitches.
A woman was horrified to find an Amazon.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Amazon delivery driver taking a poo in her garden. A woman has revealed her shock after she spotted an Amazon delivery driver taking a poop in her garden. Sharon Smith, age 53, was cooking in her kitchen in Nottingham on July 26th when a van pulled up outside of her home. What went down? Well, a man ran from the vehicle into her garden. Sharon followed him, fearing he was trying to steal wood from her, or perhaps steal a sniff from the fragrance of her lovely floral bouquet. The mother of two then caught the man squatting among the trees and pooping on her property. How dare this pooper? Sharon says after asking him to leave, she called the police. She says the man turned out to be an Amazon driver who went on to deliver a parcel to one of Sharon's neighbors. Well, the package must be delivered. Amazon drivers, they don't stop. The police showed up at the scene and questioned the delivery driver. He hung around to be questioned. The driver claimed he was desperate for the loo. Do you guys know what a loo is? That's what those weirdos over in the UK call a toilet. This guy was desperate for the loo. He said he was not feeling well and did not realize that the area was part of a private garden. The decision was made not to arrest the Amazon employee on the condition that he would clean up the mess and his employer would not be notified of the incident. Well, now you've published this on the World Wide Web, so my guess is it's going to get back to Amazon, although they haven't named the guy. There's a quote here from Sharon. She says, "I cannot express how shocked I was. I could not believe what I was seeing in this day and age. When he pulled up and ran into the garden, I thought he was a builder that was stealing my wood. Sorry. I thought he was a builder stealing my wood or something, so I chased after him." Sharon said the man ignored her when she asked what he was doing. "He just remained pooing whilst asking me what my problem was. Imagine the cheek of it." The cheek of it. "He messed with the wrong woman, didn't he? I'm a blue belt in Taekwondo. Oh, she says this in the quote. "I'm a blue belt in Taekwondo. And the anger and the rage he saw was enough to put the fear of God in him. I made it clear I was calling the police. And if he moved, he'd regret it. He emerged from the bush quite aggressive, but I was angrier than him, so kept him there till my husband, and then the police arrived." Oh, they kept him there. That would have been helpful to learn earlier in the story that she kept him there with her Taekwondo threats. Well, it's also funny, and somebody's upset, of course, but at the end of the day, these poor Amazon drivers, they're worked to the bone. They don't get a break, I don't think. No one's letting them use their bathrooms. Are you ever going to let an Amazon driver use your bathroom in your home? Not during a pandemic. So they're kind of stuck. Starbucks aren't open. Where are you going to go for a bathroom right now? You know, public restrooms are just hard to come by. So, you know, I can see where this comes from. I'll tell you right now, a lot more Amazon delivery drivers are pooping on your property than you even can imagine. It's happening. This is one that just happened to be caught. There's so many others in the corner of your porch, you know, the side of your house, the end of your driveway. You know it's happening. There is some prime pooping going on right now all over the world. After reporting the incident to Amazon, Sharon was told that the driver would be removed from the duties while they investigate what happened. Amazon said, "This doesn't reflect the high standards we have for our delivery partners. The driver will no longer be delivering on behalf of Amazon." Well, look, earlier in the article, I thought you were going to keep him anonymous. Now you turned him into Amazon. The poor guy. Look at these drivers are overworked right now. Okay. Everybody's ordering delivery. The Amazon Prime drivers are overworked. They don't have time for a bathroom break. The guy pooped in your garden. Just like, if he agrees to clean it up, just forgive and forget. You know, you don't have to get the guy fired. Jeez. This is my opinion. The guy's story makes total sense. An emergency, nowhere to go. We know that there's no public restrooms. What is he supposed to do? You think he's like got intentions? You think he's like, "Oh, you know what? I see on the list. Who am I delivering to? Sharon. Oh, yeah, she's got a great garden. Really sweet garden. I'm definitely pooping in the garden." There was nothing malicious about it. I don't think you should get the guy fired. I don't know. What do you guys think? Call the show 646-450-2012. And by the way, maybe treat your Amazon Prime drivers a little like with some tender care. You know, give them a water and a bag of M&Ms or something. Definitely don't let them use your bathroom, man. I mean, you just can't. It's a pandemic.
Yay!
It's delivery time. I drive for Amazon Prime, but I must poop in your garden. It's an emergency. Do you guys like my, do you know what song I was trying to parody there? Octopus's Garden? My Ringo impression? No? We will be warm.
Below the storm.
No, that's not a very good Ringo impersonation. I'm trying, guys. I'm doing my best here, okay? I'm doing this in a closet for free, all right? Give me a break. I want to thank those of you who have reached out to me via email. I got a lot of stories sent to me. FunnyJones@gmail.com. That's how you do it. Also been hearing from fans on the old Instagram, @FunnyJones. Keep that up. Appreciate y'all. Got some reviews on iTunes I'd like to read. Two of them, as a matter of fact. One from Josh Thomas. He wrote 5 stars. Jonesy is the best. Love listening to his podcast. Florida Friday gets me through the week. Thank you, Josh Thomas. And then we have Gills Tree 777. I hope I said it right. 5 stars. Jonesy is killing it. I love that title. Jonesy is killing it. Such a great podcast and a break from the BS of the current news cycle. Jonesy is a great comedian and source for the effed news that needs to be laughed at. I salute you, sir. Keep it up. I salute you as well, Gills Tree 777. Man, I know I'm not saying that correctly and I feel stupid. Whoever you are, I so appreciate it. I don't get very many iTunes reviews, so this was super cool. And if you guys would like to leave a review on iTunes, that would be super helpful. I appreciate it. Oh, sorry about that. That was that wasn't supposed to happen. Yeah, I'd appreciate a review. Awesome. Also on Amazon, you could leave me a review as well. Or any of your podcast players. I think a lot of them, maybe half of them allow you to leave a review. So please do so. And take a screenshot and send it to me. That way I can read it and give you a major shout out. Okay? I'll give you a big smooch on the air. You know what I'm saying? Like, relatively speaking, what else did I want to say? Oh yeah, check out my Patreon. I got a Patreon. You have a Patreon? Yes, thanks for asking. I do have a Patreon. I uploaded a bonus episode recently, along with some other things. And I'm going to post something after I record this as well. Something I watched that was really awesome, an animated a story that I really liked by an author that I love that was recently, I found animated, and it's so great. I'm going to post that on there. I like to post weird things that I come across that I see on like YouTube and just the web in general. So you guys will get that. If you join the Patreon, patreon.com/weirdafnews, join the little crew that we have in there, quality people that are supporting Weird AF News. So Jonesy can stay caffeinated and, pay for his microphones and whatnot. Keep the electricity on, that sort of thing. I'm so grateful for my patrons. So grateful. And I let them know all the time in the Patreon. I appreciate you guys in general. Whether you're a patron or not, I appreciate you as a loyal listener and loyal fan of the show. If you've listened this long, you're a super fan. And I love you. We'll see you tomorrow for Florida Friday.